Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome back to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got a great show for you today. And, of course, I just want to say thank you to everybody that came out to our first business mixer. That was Thursday night. And, wow, we had an incredible time. And if you were there, thank you. And if you weren't there, you need to be at the next one. We are going to start doing online and also in person. So if you are interested in really letting me share you in a huge way, definitely reach out to me. You can either text me or call me at 805-419-0008. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is Character is Power. How are you showing the world who you are? And that's really what life's about. And that's what, I mean, they don't buy your business, they buy you. They invest in you to, you know, to do whatever you are serving the public. And so character is power. With that, I am excited to introduce our first guest, and that is Christopher Hagnicki. And of course, his newest book is Human Hacking: Win Friends, Influence People, and Leave Them Better Off for Having Met You. Love this. I mean, that's really what life's about. If you're not going to do something like your best, why even get out of bed? In fact, and when you get out of bed, make it your best right there. And, of course, Christopher is a trailblazer in the realm of social engineering, a master hacker, and his vast experience in the field from training law enforcement professionals to speaking at renowned events like RSA and Black Hat highlights his authority. And of course, he's a best-selling author of several technical books on security, including Social Engineering and the Art of Human Hacking. Welcome, Christopher. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I love the whole vibe of this show of being so positive.
Thank you. That's how I start my day every day. And I, you know, it's sometimes a little trying, but life happens to us, and it's like how we walk through it, right?
I agree.
There you go. So tell us, first of all, congratulations on your newest book. How many books do you have?
That was my fifth.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And how did you get started? Kind of talk to us a little bit about, one, the concept of human hacking and how it differs from negative connections and often associated with hacking, period.
Yeah, this is going to sound like such a weird path, but my job is something that sounds made up, but companies hire me to break into their building, to literally like come and break into banks or to warehouses. And to do it so I can tell them how I did it so they can fix any problems before real bad guys come and do it. So it's kind of like a physical from a doctor, but for your employees and for your building.
And, okay, like the building, like, you know, we have a construction company. So are you getting in the building or are you getting into their infrastructure?
Both, right? So we're getting into the building. And then once we're in the building, maybe accessing the network, computers, talking employees into letting us into secret rooms or giving us badges or giving us access to places we shouldn't have. So it's all of it.
Wow. Did you hear about that huge thing that happened over Easter where they broke in and stole billions? I don't even think it was maybe billions of dollars and nobody knew about it.
No, I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, I think it was in the San Fernando Valley because we do a lot of commercial construction. And yes, they got in. No one even knew it. The alarm never went off. I mean, obviously it's an inside job, but they need you. So there you go.
Yes. And so that's what this started like maybe back in 2010, 2009, I was doing this and I had my change for me was I had a guy who came to me and he said, okay, you did all this stuff. You broke in. You were successful. Now, how do I fix it? How do I fix my people? Like fixing the tech, the building, that was easy. Now, how do I fix the people? And I didn't know. And he was kind of upset. He's like, well, you can't just tell me I got a problem and then not tell me how to fix it. So I went and I started reading every book I could on psychology, influence, persuasion, nonverbal, body language, understanding how we make decisions. And I wrote a framework for the thing that I was doing called social engineering and how I think humans make decisions and how those decisions get altered. So that framework helped me with my job. But what led to that fifth book was over the last 20 years of using this, I started to see that these skills could be used in everyday life in a non-malicious way. I can use this skill to make people feel better. I can use these communication skills to be a better husband, a better father, a better employer. So I started thinking, man, I need to kind of write this down about how these very same skills can make you a master communicator. And with the mantra of leaving people feeling better, then you never use these for malicious purposes. And that's how that fifth book came about.
Wow. I love that. You know, it's funny. We have an IT guy that I love, but oh my gosh, he is a stickler. And we have all these classes with all our people. And would they know that they're not allowed to, you know, go on it? And I know that he does this for his job as fishing and seeing who does it. Well, guess who did it? Me. And I almost got my phone hacked. And I was like, my Facebook page got hacked. And so I was like frustrated going, I'm going to lose all my listeners. I'm going to, you know. And so I was trying all these things. Somebody got in my phone. Somebody got in and I called him. He's like, wipe your phone out. I can't believe everything I've taught you, you know. And so I'm like, okay, I give, you know. I mean, you don't know what you don't know until it happens to you. And it was like, you're open wide, you know.
You know what I love about that story is that you're willing to talk about it because
I also fell
for a fish. You know, I fell for an actual fish and I clicked on it. And I'm the guy who does this for a living. So I think it's important for people to talk about it and let everyone know you're not dumb because you fell for it. You fell for it because it looked real and you're human.
It looked real. Yeah. Yeah. We are human and we have human experiences. And afterwards he's like, I hope I didn't yell at you so bad. I'm like, oh my God, I felt like I was a DUI. I'll never do that again. You know? Oh my gosh, it was definitely another life lesson. And I'm like, oh my God, did I jeopardize everything we have? Because that's how fast it happens.
Yeah, very fast.
Yeah. So in a world driven by technology, why do you feel that understanding human communication is more crucial than ever for achieving personal and professional goals? I love this question. And I'll tell you, because it's not all business. And, you know, I'm a business coach. And so the way you run your life is the way you run your business. People don't realize that. But if you look into their life, if you're organized, you put things back when you start them, you bring things in your car, you know, from your car when you go, your life is like running and you keep your promises, you keep your, that's going to be what throws over into your business. And so the same with communication.
I love the question too. If we look at what happened over the pandemic when everybody was stuck inside, and I know it was happening pre-pandemic, but this really took off. People became vile to each other on the internet. The way they would talk to each other was they would say some of the most horrific things because they were sitting behind a screen. And I think we somewhere over as a society lost that ability to use empathy in our communication. Now, I'm not saying this is like everybody, but it just became this overwhelming problem. So your question about like how important is this? This is so important because like you said, the way that we communicate personally is going to affect everything in our life, not just our business. It's going to affect everything. The father I am, the husband I am, the employer I am, I can't be different in every one of those scenarios. I mean, I'm sure there are some differences, right? But the way I communicate by me is going to weigh, that's going to drive all of those different areas of my life. So learning to use empathy in communication, learning to use understanding and active listening, and learning to use all these tools that we talk about here is essential in being a great communicator that will make you a better business person and a better spouse and whatever it is that you're doing.
Right. I love that. So your background is basically global security expert, master hacker. It lends a unique perspective into the topic of how did you transition into human vulnerability and for, you know, obviously malicious purposes, which we don't want to really talk about, but that's the way our world is now.
So it's an interesting thought process, right, with my career path, because if you had told me when I was a young man, Chris, this is what you're going to be doing with your life, I would have laughed at you. Never even thought that this would be a possibility or even thought this was something that people do. But in being able to have this career path, for me, it opened up a bunch of doors. Like for one, 6.5 years ago, I started the nonprofit. It's called the Innocent Lives Foundation. And because of my work getting to do this globally and working with law enforcement, I'm able to run this nonprofit that does their mission. Our mission is to help geolocate people that traffic children and that make child abuse material. And we're not a vigilante group. You know, we don't go out and make believe we're talking like a young girl or anything. We use our skills and the talents that we have in our job to find these people. And then we hand them off to law enforcement so that way they can be apprehended and arrested and save kids. And we've done 520
wow.
cases in the last 6.5 years that we were able to hand them to law enforcement. So
that's incredible work. You know, so my children are older now, but when they were in elementary school, we were the first school that brought in computers. And so I worked with a lot. I was totally on the school board and everything. And so you bring in computers, but now the kids don't know how to be safely on there. So we brought the policemen in too. And just even knowing their backpacks, knowing what school they go to, those are all things that people don't know that's, you know, how predators can find them. So
yes.
I love that. So I worked really close with a lot of the policemen to the force to come in and teach safety. So I love that. I love what you're doing.
Thank you. And it's rewarding. And it's another thing that my job and the skills that I have were able to make a positive change, you know. And when I thought about starting this, it happened because I actually found a guy who was doing these things in one of my jobs, and he got arrested, and he'll spend 100 years in prison. And it felt good to say, oh, I thought I was just like a hacker, right? I didn't know I can actually use these skills to save a life, right? So it kind of woke me up and went, wow, I have to do something more with my life and my career. And that's why I started it.
Yeah, where are you located?
So I'm in Orlando, Florida right now, and my company is all over the U.S. I mean, literally, we're a virtual company as well as a nonprofit, so we're all over the country.
Okay, I love that. We need to talk again because I think there's so many things that we could do. I do a summit also that is on breaking through to your next, and I've been a hair therapist forever and ever, did a master trainer. And I didn't realize that I had actually been interviewing people my whole life and then ended up being a radio host. So kind of the same thing that you, we have a couple different things in our life. I wish I would have gone to school so I could be on TV and be, you know, doing that kind of thing. But we are where we're supposed to be. And I love it. So you are helping people in so many ways through what you've learned.
You know, and I do come out to L.A. Because we run my nonprofit, the ILF. We have a annual gala, and it's in L.A. We're connected with the band, the Action Figures. They're all these amazing celebrities that have been supporting us, and we're holding it at their studio this year in September. So we can talk about that, and, you know, and that would be awesome because we come out to L.A. once a year to run that. We just found it was a really good place to run a gala, really, really easy place for people to get in and out of.
There you go. I love it. All right. So our time is almost over. I want to just, what's one positive thing that you can share with us? We call it the brighter side of life and business. And where can our listeners find more about you?
Oh, I love that last question.
Thank you.
I already mentioned it, but I'll just mention it a little more deeply about using empathy in communication. What does that mean? So it doesn't mean that you're showing sympathy for someone. It means you're actually trying to understand why they did something or why they're saying something from their perspective, not from your perspective. When you're able to do that, when you're able to master using empathy, it takes a lot of ego suspension to do that, but you will see a whole world open up to you about how you can communicate so much better. So that's my one tip for the day. And the best way to connect with me is on LinkedIn, but you can go to social-engineer.com. That's my website. And you can connect with me there too. I'd be more than happy to chat anytime.
I connected with you on LinkedIn. Follow me back. Let's share each other, share our show. And thank you again for being an incredible human being, helping to make our life better. So thank you again. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we hope that if you want to be a part of our show in any way, call me or text me at 805-419-0008. And, of course, our next guest we're going to talk to is the men from Manhattan of Camarillo. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, my next guest is, he kind of runs the whole deal here, Tom Petrucci, and of course, of Manhattan of Camarillo, one of our sponsors. Tom, how are you?
Hi, Kim. Good morning. I'm great. How are you today?
I'm very good. I want to thank you again for our great business mixer on Thursday. And gosh, you guys, great food. Everybody just raved about people that hadn't ever been there. They're like, how come you kept this as a secret? You know, so I love it. And your servers, everybody was really great and helpful. So thank you again.
Yeah, good. Well, I want the secret to get out. It's a phenomenal room. It's, it's small enough to be intimate, but large enough to, you know, host about 40 people. So
yeah,
it's kind of one of a kind room in Camarillo. It's fully private. Its own entrance. And we really are proud of that room, and it serves a lot of purpose.
We had a few nonprofits, and they were like, okay, we need to know about this. So yeah, I'm sure you're going to get lots of calls about that, because it's a perfect room to get, you know, people together, and it's beautiful. And so, yeah. Also, I want to talk a little bit about, you guys are open on Sundays now. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So we open at 3 o'clock on Sundays. And, pre-COVID, we were open on Sundays,
right.
And we had a nice following and turnout on Sunday nights. And then when COVID hit, we kind of had to scale back some of our hours just to watch the labor costs and whatnot. And we found that the demand started to build up, you know, people asking, and calling in and really wanting a place to go on Sunday. So we felt that the demand was there. So we decided to go ahead and open on Sundays. And people have been, it's been received really well. So we're happy with that. And, you know, because we're out in the Mission Oaks, Santa Rosa area.
Santa Rosa Valley,
Camarillo,
yeah.
And, you know, there's many, many homes out there, and, you know, and it's kind of a neighborhood, you know, spot, you know, so people look forward to coming down the hill and enjoying some time at the Manhattan without having to drive too far. So that's the advantage that we have of being out there in the Mission Oaks area.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I mean, I've been in there, and it's starting to be slammed on Sundays. It's a great place to hang out. I also want to like share everybody about your beer room. I mean, you basically have three restaurants in there, you know?
Yeah. Which is so cool. Yeah, you're right. You know, it's, we have the more formal side inside. We have, you know, nice, beautiful booths and tables and formal setting in there. But, you know, out in the enclosed patio, we have what is called the Madison Beer Garden, you know, a little play on the Madison Square Garden. So we, because we're from Manhattan, but, so the beer garden, you know, seats about 60 people. We do, private events out there as well.
Right.
We do buffet service out there, but, you know, more importantly, it's really a spot where, families, can come and feel more comfortable if they don't want to do the formal dining room. There's TVs out there to watch, you know, the games. And we've developed just a really great pub-style menu for that room. So, you know, there's pizzas, there's burgers, there's fish and chips, there's, you know, the whole gamut.
Tacos.
You know, kind of lighter
those,
bites,
yeah.
And smaller bites. Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a trivia night. You have music. I mean, I have to just say, when we are there on Fridays and you have incredible music, and, of course, Jeannie, like all your people, it's like having almost like an open party. That's how,
right.
You know, I'm like, you guys, get here early, get your table, and don't get up, you know, until you're ready to leave, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the music has been a big draw for us, and we always wanted to incorporate the music into the experience. And, you know, much like a old school supper club vibe. And, you know, all the musicians and all the talent is local, you know, and they have they have a following. And, you know, I see the crowds start to come in and kind of like everybody knows each other, you know, for the most part. And yeah, Jeannie Tatum, she's been awesome. She does all the booking and handles all of that. And
she's been on my show before. And the tour, I mean, they do an incredible job, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun night, you know, kind of let loose, and we got a little dance floor where people get up and dance. And so it's enjoyable for sure.
In fact, I know we want to talk about this coming up April 11th, correct? Am I incorrect on the date?
Yeah.
Okay, we got comedy night. And in fact, Denise Carter, she was just on my show a couple weeks ago. She is a hoot and a huge heart at the same time. But I know that you guys do comedy night, and that fills up really fast. And it's open; the doors open at 5:30, so you want to get started by then. And the show starts at 7:30, correct?
Correct. So we started doing comedy. I was approached by some people that put on and produce comedy shows a couple years ago, and you know, I didn't know how it would be received, but. I went ahead and gave it a shot, and it's worked out really well. So we do comedy like every quarter, you know, once every 3 months.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just kind of gives another reason to come out, you know, especially on a Thursday night.
I love comedy. I have to tell you, I had comedy at my event on Thursday. And you know what? It really is. It's like the best medicine is laughter. And if you could just, that was my vision. I'm just going to have fun while I'm connecting people. That is it, you know? And I love that you brought that in.
Yeah. So, you know, it's you know, all the tickets are going fast. So that it is April 11th. It's a Thursday night. And if you want to purchase tickets, don't call the restaurant, but you can go on to Eventbrite, and they have the ticketing there, eventbrite.com, and you can just search the Manhattan of Camarillo Comedy, and it'll pull up, and then you can purchase your tickets that way. So there's a few tables left, but I would imagine this is going to sell out probably within the next few days. So get your tickets, and you know, you don't have to drive to L.A. or Santa Barbara, you know, for comedy, you know. And we have two. Yeah, Denise is great. And then the headliner is Lachlan Patterson. He's hilarious. So
I've never heard him before, so I can't wait to hear him. I love it. I love new ones. Very cool. And we didn't really talk about the food, but we have a second more to talk about the food. I mean,
sure.
Okay, chicken piccata. That's like I can't even get my husband to try anything else now. Okay, but what are some of the other things that are favorites of everybody?
Sure. Yeah. So it's, you know, we're an Italian themed restaurant. You know, so our menu runs the gamut of Italian cuisine from Northern Italian to Southern Italian. And we are in the middle of doing some revisions to the menu. One of my favorite dishes is New Zealand lamb chops. So Chef has finally succumbed to my multiple requests of putting lamb chops up. But, you know, we also have a steak flair. You know, we do a filet mignon. We do a bone-in ribeye. We do a flat iron steak, and now we have the lamb chops. So steak, seafood, pastas, excellent salads, great appetizers. And out in the beer garden, we have kind of reorganized that menu, and Chef Alfonso has added tacos. So we have 5 different taco dishes now on the menu. So on the happy hour menu, we call it the happy hour menu. So, you know, we're excited. Yeah. You know, you got to keep things fresh. You got to keep things moving. You got to listen to your customers and then incorporate that into your menu. So we've done that. Yeah.
You've done an incredible job, and a shout out to Rich. He's a great owner.
Great owner. Yeah.
And really your whole team. You've got a great team. So I'm so excited and honored to be a part of what you guys do and for you to be a part of our show. So always looking for new people. And if you want a new place to go and hang and have a great meal and have fun and have activities, definitely check out Manhattan of Camarillo. So, and you want to give out your website one more time, because you can,
sure,
if you are one of those, you know, that don't love to go out, you can also order a great meal. I see people all the time going, oh my God, they live right near me and they're ordering their meal, you know?
Yeah. You can order it online. We don't deliver, but you can come in and have it all paid for and order it on our website, which is themanhattanofcamarillo.com. And there's the website has all the entertainment lineup. It has all the special events that we're going to be doing. It has pictures of the restaurant and the wine room and the beer garden, and has the music lineup for the month. So a wealth of information on our website. And and thank you, Kim. We appreciate you getting the word out. We love partnering with you and being
you.
A sponsor for you. And we look forward to a lot more
many more events and activities.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got it. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Tom. And we'll talk soon. I appreciate you being here.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day, Kim.
Take care. You got it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to just roll right into our next guest, and that is Ryan McMahon. He's Senior Vice President of Strategy. And we are going to be talking about the deadly and costly rise in distracted driving and what consumers can do about it. And, of course, joining me is Ryan McMahon, and Senior Vice President of Strategy and Corporation Development at Cambridge Mobile Telematics. And then also Robert Passmore, and you are the Department Vice President of Personal Lines, American Property and Casualty Insurance Association. Welcome and good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. Ryan, let's just start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. So CMT is a technology company that measures roadway safety, and we predominantly work with the insurance industry that helps drivers basically get their own motor vehicle safety record. And through that, we have the ability to understand what behaviors cause crashes. And those behaviors are things like distracted driving, excessive speeding, and unsafe driving, basically. And what we've seen in the last 4 years is the behaviors that cause crashes continue to increase. And as a result of that, the crashes and the outcome of those crashes have been more costly in both dollars and injuries and lives.
Wow. And so is cell phone use while driving, is that actually increasing? You would think that there's so much knowledge about it, but yet at the same time, is it?
It is. It is increasing. And one of the ways that that it's been combated is by the insurance industry. So the insurance industry actually gives incentives to drivers that show that they're safe by basically installing an app on their phone that gives their own individual motor vehicle safety record. And that technology is scaled significantly, except for California, where it's actually not available to consumers in California. But other places, it is available, and it's saving drivers about $4 billion a year, believe it or not.
That's incredible. And Ryan, around the country, did they have different laws regarding cell phone use while driving, or what are the most effective type of laws and why?
They do. And California has the most effective law in place, which is hands-free. You cannot use your phone while you drive in California and in many other states. And it is very effective at reducing behaviors, but it's not the only thing that causes a change in behavior. And the law itself is just kind of one step in the tool set to help improve roadway safety. The insurance industry is another because the insurance industry has at much at play to ensure safe roads as anyone in the space.
Wow. Bob, let's talk with you, and thank you so much for being here. And of course, we're talking with Robert Passmore. Are you okay if I call you Bob?
Sure, please do.
Okay. So many drivers note that they haven't even had a claim or a ticket even. And what happens to their insurance? Is it rise because of everybody else, or what's going on with that?
Well, the key drivers of what we all pay for auto insurance are really two things: the number of claims and the cost of the things that are paid for as a result of those claims. So when the cost of things that auto insurance pays for goes up, then auto insurance premiums go up for everyone, even if you hadn't had a claim or a ticket. If you have had an accident, a ticket, your increase would likely be more. We've seen a lot and felt a lot of the impact of inflation. And while the overall rate of inflation has slowed, we're still seeing increases, sometimes significant increases in the cost of things that auto insurance pays for. For example, auto repair costs are up by about 21% in recent years. The cost of parts is up nearly 40%. The labor costs, connected to performing those repairs and using those parts, up about 6 to 10% as well. Those repairs are taking longer too, and that means higher rent-a-car expenses. And the medical care costs continue to rise, to take care of the accident victims, the people that are injured in accidents. And the result is that auto claims, losses, and expenses have spiked to the point where insurers are paying out about $1.12 for every dollar they take in premiums. So what we're seeing countrywide is insurers are in California and everywhere, insurers are trying to catch up to the rather dramatic spike in losses.
Yeah, not to be surprised because everything in the whole world is going up. I mean, you can't go to the grocery store. You can't even go to a fast food anymore I just took my grandchildren to go to McDonald's, and it was like, are you kidding? We only got two hamburgers and French fries, and it's just crazy. So I not to be surprised. But Bob, what can consumers do that will help lower their insurance premiums?
Well, shopping around is probably the best thing they could do. Every company, well, in California, it is somewhat unique because there's rather unique regulatory system there where insurers are limited to what the factors they can use. But you never know. You may be able to get a better price from another carrier. So if nothing else, you'll at least know that you're getting the best price that's available. So you should shop around, at least every couple of years.
Oh, okay. That's a
Look
great
at
thing.
and also is look at your coverages. There are more small claims and bigger ones, so there's significant savings to be had if you can increase your deductible. And if your car's older, and the average car on the road these days is almost 12 years old, check and see what it's worth. Is it and is consider if it's still worth paying for collision and comprehensive coverage for that vehicle. And as Ryan indicated, California is the only state where an insurer can't offer a telematics-based insurance program where you can actually get a discount for signing up and earn a larger discount for how you actually drive. The only thing that an insurer can use a telematics device for in California is to verify the number of miles you drive a year, but the regulatory system that's in place doesn't allow insurers to do anything else. So if you happen to hear this and you live in Arizona, then telematics and insurance is something you might want to look into. But in California, that's not available for you right now.
Got it. But in Arizona, it is. I love that. Okay. Question. So most people say that they only check their phone at a red light or when their car is stopped. Does that still contribute to increased crashes and higher crash costs?
Yes. Anything you do that diverts your attention from the task at hand, which is driving the car, all it takes is a second to divert your attention, and you can wind up in a crash. And even, how many times have you been stopped at a red light and you just are sort of lost in your own thoughts, spacing out a little bit, and then somebody honks at you
A
and you're
lot.
startled. And a lot of
Yeah,
times, I
no,
can,
you're.
how often does that result in somebody hitting the gas and running into the car in front of them? We've all seen it.
We
It's
have.
important to pay attention at all times and leave the phone alone, even when you're stopped in traffic or at a light.
I love it. It's a great reminder. And again, thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Bob, Robert, whichever one. And where can my listeners find out more about this? And really, just another warning. I love when we have people on our show to give us kind of like a message, of just not getting distracted while you're driving.
They can visit cmt.ai. Lots of information about distracted driving and road safety. A brand new report coming out tomorrow, actually. And lots of detail about really what causes crashes so that drivers can be safe.
And for more information about
I
what's
love
driving
that.
auto insurance costs, they can go to apci.org/costdrivers.
There you go. All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for bringing that here to the brighter side of life and business, the Kim Pagano Show. And we'd love to have you keep in touch with us so that we can make sure everybody's safe out there.
Glad to do that, Kim. Thanks.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
All right, welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, today we're going to be talking about really finances. And you know, it's so funny. I have four children now, five grandchildren, and I hear them talking about money because I think the way you run your life is the way you run your business. And we're going to talk about that. Four out of five U.S. adults say they didn't learn about money in school. And when you can manage your money, you can manage your mind, you can manage your life. And of course, we're talking with Vanessa, and we're going to be talking with Vanessa, if I could get this right, Ukaraiwe. And she is the principal of diversity on equity and inclusive at Edward Jones. Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Kim, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I love your accent already. Where are you from?
Well, so my accent is a mix. I'm a British-born Nigerian living in America. That's how I describe myself now.
Oh, I love it. My whole family was from England, so I love that accent. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Well, wonderful. Excuse me?
Whereabouts in England?
London.
Oh, yep. That's where I was born.
Oh, really? Yeah. I still even have some great cousins that still live there. So, yes, the world has gotten a lot smaller. So, I love that. And I love this topic. So, let's just dive in. How does financial literacy help you set and achieve long-term goals?
Yes, right. And Kim, I will borrow that phrase that you use. If you can manage your money, you can manage your life, right? They're all intertwined. And what we find is that when there's a lack of awareness around personal finance, there's a cost, there's some consequences. So if people fail to understand, for example, the whole idea of compounded interest, they're going to spend more paying for credit card fees. They're going to have higher interest rates on loans. It's really important to build that educational foundation, because that in turn, to your earlier point, it's going to build financial resilience. And if I had to put it simply, knowledge builds confidence. There's so many different topics that people can learn about, whether that's creating a budget, understanding how to invest in markets, how to manage debts, how to prepare for retirement. Once there's an understanding of all these topics, it creates that strong and secure financial foundation, which helps people prepare for those inevitable, unexpected events.
I love that. I love that. And you know, I probably would have done this in my life if I would have known that I was going to do it. I mean, obviously, I have so many other passions, but when, you know, I'm getting my nails done or I'm in a place where I see somebody and I can add them like, okay, you know, how are you doing financially? And they look at me like, really? And so they're usually younger people that I'm like, time is the best thing that you have, and don't, you know, so if you don't pay cash, don't buy it, you know, unless you have a plan that you're going to pay it off. I tell my kids that, you know, I mean, we've always done, if you have $200, you only have $100 to spend. So now I see my children saying that to their children. And so it's managing your money to manage your mind. And if you have money to fall back on, you have security.
That's right. It came out, we found in a recent study that we did that 20% of those who responded reported learning about financial education in school. 20%. So that's four out of five people say that,
yeah,
they get that information in school. And then we also found that about a quarter of respondents, maybe about 28% to be exact, said that they lack confidence in their financial knowledge as adults. And we can see there's a correlation between those two numbers. And about 60% believe that if they had the right information, they had the right financial education, that there will be a better understanding of debt management. So I can't overemphasize how important it is to start young, which is why the good news is that 37 states are trying to close that gap by requiring personal finance as a course for high school students before they graduate. I think that would go a long way in really helping adults feel more financially resilient.
I think that's a great idea. That's a great idea. And I mean, before when I was going to school, I think they did teach us how to write checks, but now that's not really a thing anymore. And if you can just put a credit card in, you think you have more money, that's, it's almost like a false, you know, it doesn't, you think you're good, but it's really like having your mind on that, how much am I paying every month? And I do that with my youngest son right now. And he's like, Mom, I got it. And I'm like, okay, because it can get out of hand really fast. So I love that. So what are the best first steps to gaining financial knowledge?
Read, watch, listen is what I would say, Kim. There's a lot of information out there about financial education and how to build better personal finance habits. However, it has to be from a reputable source. And people learn differently, which is why I said read, watch, listen. Whatever comes naturally or more comfortable to people, that's what I would advocate. We actually have an excellent platform at Edward Jones. It's our financial fitness program. We've done it in partnership with EverFi, and that provides guidance and tools, not just to students, but also to adults, and it helps them increase their confidence and really build on making the next right financial decision. So that's the first thing I would advocate for. And the second would be meet with a financial advisor, someone who's going to sit down and understand what's important to you and why, and they will in turn find the right strategies to that's tailored to really help you achieve your financial goals. I do think it's important to remember that education in whatever form has a profound impact on individuals and families. And that in turn, just like what you're talking about, Kim, does set the stage for generational wealth in the long term.
I love that, generational wealth. You know, I mean, what you don't know, you don't know. So for our listeners that are going, gosh, I didn't do it exactly the way that, you know, I should have, or my parents told me or whatever, you still have time. Start today. And really, it's really taking some, you know, like paying yourself, right? You pay yourself, you pay your bills, and you live a little. and maybe you live a lot if you've done a good job, so then you can, you know, but you want to always have something for an emergency, a rainy day, right?
That's right. And Kim, one of the proverbs my dad taught me, it's a Nigerian proverb that says, whenever you wake up is your morning, which goes to the point that you just made. Start today. It's never too late, whether you're a younger adult or you're an older adult, you can start today. For older adults, it means, again, sitting down with a financial professional that will help understand your situation and then tailor the right solutions for your situation, whether that's creating a budget, reducing your expenses, investing in the right investment portfolio, whatever your situation is. It might mean working a few more years. If you dreamt that, oh, I'm going to retire at 45, well, in reality, that might not happen. So let's sit down with a financial professional and really understand what your situation is and what you need to do differently in order to feel financially secure and informed and confident for your future. For our younger adults, again, I would always recommend pop over to our financial fitness program on edwardjones.com/financialfitness, and you'll get all those resources that I talked about to enable you to get a really good start starts in life when it comes to personal finance.
I love this, Vanessa. And again, you know, do it today. You know, it's like when you put, I don't know, $100, $5, whatever, it starts to grow. And don't beat yourself up, because what you don't know, you don't know. And so these are some great tips here. Vanessa, give us your website one more time so our listeners can learn more about this.
Yes, and people are listening in. I know every time I think about that number, we plan on having at least 1 million learners by 2025 through our financial fitness program, Kim. We're over 900,000 at the moment. So people are listening, people are taking action. It's edwardjones.com/financial fitness. That's the website to go to.
I love it. And again, it just gives you confidence, you know, confidence to know that you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay, and that you want to make your money make you money. So I love it. Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And I'd love to have you back and connect again.
I would love to come. Thank you very much, Kim.
Thanks. All right. Take care. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, I hope that you have all enjoyed our show and our guests. And of course, if you would like to be a part of our business mixer, or you are looking for a business coach, or you want to just share your story here on the Kim Pagano Show, please reach out to the Kim Pagano Show at kpshow.org, or you can call us at 805-419-0008. I'd love to do a call with you. There's no charge for that. Let's just connect. And of course, I thank you so much for tuning in here. I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. The impossible journey is the one you never begin. Hopefully, you take that first step, whatever it is that you're doing in life. With that, I'll talk to you next week.
Lately, I've been losing sleep.